or deterrent.
Monday is pretty special this week. Monday's always better when Sunday goes really good, and wow, what a great weekend in so many ways. In so many ways, folks, and we'll tell you about a few of them. But Monday's going to be very fun. That's right. Can you believe we're a week and a half away from Christmas? Oh, my gosh. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hinman. Coming up between the 9 and 11 today, Steve Bakken will join me. We'll take calls all across the great state of North Dakota. So looking forward to that straight ahead today on the program. And there's a lot of things happening in the news. We're going to run through a number of those things here momentarily. We've got a big event tonight in Tioga. And the chairman of the Freedom Club, Mr. Mark Skogerbo, is going to join me to tell you why he's invited me and several other folks to come up to Tioga tonight and join in quite a celebration up there for freedom in the middle of the, well, I call it the North Dakota Miracle, the Boomin' Bakken. It'll happen at 7 o'clock tonight at the Farm Festival building in Tioga. We've done several of these now throughout the region. Grand Forks, the most recent one. Moorhead before that. Couple in Fargo. And it's time to head to the Bakken. And two wonderful folks up there in the Bakken that have been helping Mark, Ryan Wooten, and Caleb. And it's just going to be a wonderful event tonight. So if you're in the Bakken, we'll want to see you tonight. Farm Festival building, 7 o'clock. Mark will tell us about that in just a moment. A little later on in the program, we're going to chat with Dr. Michael Smith, who is the superintendent of John Paul II Schools. John Paul II Schools serve the Catholic community of, well, I guess really kind of Cass and Clay County. And it's an extraordinary school, but I will give you full disclosure, I'm a little on the biased side because of the fact that our kids, all three, attend this marvelous school. So I'll give you full disclosure. I'm biased, but I think it's just an extraordinary school. One of the reasons I think it's an extraordinary school, by the way, is because of the Christmas concert that I was at last night. And I want to tell you a little bit about why that connects to what's happening in places like Tioga in the public school system and Fertile, Minnesota in the public school system and, unfortunately, in far too many public schools around the country. They just can't do what a school like the John Paul II School can do. And at this time of the year, that's pretty darn special. So anyway, we're also going to chat with Dan Butler. Dan is part of an effort to expand the service to the entire Catholic community of the John Paul II School. So I want you to hear a little bit about this in light of what's happening in Fertile, where we will be on Monday night. And Dan and Rochelle Bauer up in Fertile are chairing this Nativity Project. And we're going to be there 1 week from tonight, 7 o'clock in Fertile, Minnesota. That should be a lot of fun. Let's see, what else? I'll just give you other quick previews on the program, and then we'll get Mark in here. We're going to chat today with the Service Outreach Services Coordinator for the North Dakota National Guard out of Bismarck and talk about the program Snowball Express. I heard about Snowball Express for the first time from a listener on Friday's program. We said we'd get some more information. Basically, in a nutshell, these are kids who've lost a parent serving this country, defending freedom. And they are given an opportunity to participate in a retreat, and they're coming back from a retreat at 2 o'clock this afternoon into Hector International Airport, Fargo. So we want to tell you about how you can be there to show support for these children of military members who've died on active duty since 9/11. They were in Dallas-Fort Worth for a retreat. They're back today at 2 o'clock. A couple of topics we want to tackle on the program a little later on. NDSU has a new coach. They went with their D coordinator, and this is going to be the talk of the town for, well, at least till Friday, because they play again Friday after a big win on Saturday and look to be headed to Frisco again. Want to talk a little bit about this interesting story about a Fargo television station having their heart in the right place in wanting to make sure that security in schools were okay, but breaking the law in the process of doing a story. Is that ever okay to break the law? That's quite a debate we're going to chat about today during What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and I. And also, a lot of folks are concerned about the price of oil dropping. I'm sorry, not the price of oil. The amount of oil production in North Dakota dropping to 1%. But I've got an analogy there that I think makes some sense. If you won $1 million in the lotto in 2013, say before the end of the year you win the lotto, and then your 2014 income only goes up a little bit, you know, are you freaking out? No. There's no need to freak out about 1% increase in oil production. But people are. And so we'll talk a little bit about that today on the program. We also are efforting an interview with the CEO of a company that's set to build a new refinery in Devil's Lake. There's a good example of connecting the Lakes region with the oil fields of North Dakota and how they interlink. There's no oil in Devil's Lake, but to have a refinery there and the jobs that would create that and the and boy, a lot of good there. So stay tuned. All that's coming up. But without any further ado, we do have to bring in Mr. Mark Scogarbo, who is the chairman of the Common Sense Club and the host of that program 2 until 5 every weekday afternoon. He's on the road, on the way to get everything all organized for tonight's gathering of freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping, and God-fearing folks from the Bakken gathering tonight, 7 o'clock, Farm Festival Building in Tioga to celebrate freedom. How are you, Mark?
I'm excited. I'll tell you what, this western moon popped out of the snow cloud to just about Jamestown. I was a little nervous, but wow, what a God, what a moon, what a day for a miracle in Tioga and America.
Who wants a miracle?
Everybody wants a miracle, Scott. Everybody. Everybody that loves America, everybody that really knows in their heart of hearts there is a God. Everybody's yearning for a miracle for their country, for their families, for their schools. Everybody's yearning for miracles, Scott.
Well, you know, I've sometimes gotten in a little trouble. Our former governor and dear friend, office boy of the Common Sense Club, Ed Schaefer, says, Scott, you know, when you talk about miracles and oil production, you know, you need to be careful because miracles come from God.
That's right.
And my comeback is always, well, where do you think the oil came from?
Right.
Somebody had to put it in rock. Somebody had
right.
to give...
He had to make these wonderful dinosaurs turn into oil.
Somebody had to make geniuses who got in a room and said, do you ever think we could send a bunch of sand and water down a two-mile hole and shoot it into rock so oil would drip out of the rock? Who thinks of that stuff, Mark?
People that have free enterprise, people that aren't crushed by their government, people that have freedom to think and express and exist and be inspired and inspire others. People who live in America do that kind of thing.
So, in other words, it's all part of the same miracle. And by the way, it's also one of the reasons we say every day on AM 1100 The Flag, and AM 1090, KTGO, booming to the Bakken and all of eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota, that these radio stations you're listening to are committed to defending faith, family, and free enterprise. That's why a Freedom Club exists. So if you're within the sound of our voice out in the Bakken, you know, tonight might be worth just doing a little dreaming yourself. Whatever your own personal miracle is, let's celebrate the miracle that's already underway and has brought people from all across this great country to come to a part of the country that has something the rest of the country doesn't have. Hope and a future. And for some folks that comes in...
North Dakota and South Dakota have been proclaimed the two most freedom-loving states and freest states in the nation. This is a place to exercise our freedom and magnify it, galvanize it, synergize it, unify it. Let us stand up for freedom tonight like never before.
7 o'clock, the Farm Festival Building in Tioga. And if you're listening in Grand Forks right now, you could head on Highway 2 and you'd be in Tioga about, just after lunchtime. So it's about 5 hours from Fargo. It's about 4 hours from Grand Forks. It is right on Highway 2, impossible to miss. So you head on out to Highway 2, and if you're coming from the east, you're going to hit Berthold, and then you're going to hit Stanley, and then you're going to hit Tioga. And, you know, so it's really, think of it as between Williston and Minot, but smack dab in the middle between those two communities, about an hour east of, rather an hour west of Minot. So it's easy to find right on Highway 2, and there is a little miracle going underway right there that we're looking forward to celebrating.
They're on Highway 40 off of 2 for just about a mile or so, and there's the Farm Festival building right past the Black Gold Hotel.
Yeah, exactly right. So, you know, Tioga's off Highway 2 a couple of miles. So, but you'll see the signs. And once you get into Tioga, just ask anybody where the Farm Festival building is. It's right on Highway 40, which is the road you come into Tioga. So 7 o'clock tonight, Farm Festival building, Tioga. Just stay tuned to these radio stations, and you'll get directions to find there. Mark will be on from 2 until 5 this afternoon and have more details about tonight's big event. Thank you, Mark. Drive safely.
God bless you, sir.
We're going to celebrate Christmas in a great school system next.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you've got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people we call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I'm done with the bumper music. There we go. It can go away. All right. We promised we were going to transition to Christmas music is our new bumper music here. since we are 1 week from Wednesday. 1 week from Wednesday will be Christmas. So I promise that the last week we're going to have nothing but Christmas music. And actually, last night I had some great ideas for bumper music that would fit the season, because I had a wonderful opportunity, along with my wife and her folks, Jerry and Agnes Hammerlick, were down from Grand Forks, and a whole church full of folks had an opportunity to hear just a wonderful Christmas concert last night. And I would encourage anybody, if you want to attend tonight, it's free and open to the public, 7 o'clock tonight at St. Anne's and Joachim Catholic Church, which is the big new church. It's almost like a little landmark on the corner of 52nd and 25th in South Fargo. 7 o'clock tonight, this concert's free, doesn't cost you anything, and it will fill your soul like you can't believe. Gosh, it was just a marvelous night. And again, I'm biased because our kids attend that school, and they're both in the choir, one a senior and one a junior, or excuse me, one a freshman. Our oldest is a senior, and our middle child is a freshman, and so they were both in the choir together. So that was special, and it was just extraordinary. It was 90 minutes of just soul-filled bliss. So if you didn't get a chance to be there last night, there's another performance tonight at 7 o'clock, and it was fabulous. As I mentioned, we have a couple of special guests joining us in studio. Dr. Mike Smith, who was the superintendent of John Paul II Schools, who put on that concert last night. Dr. Smith, nice to have you.
Thanks for having me today.
And with Dr. Smith is Dan Butler. Dan is the president and CEO of Butler Machinery, and also an important member of the Together Committee that is talking about expanding the John Paul II school system to serve the Catholic community throughout eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. Dan, nice to have you as well.
Thank you, Scott. Glad to be on the air here with you today.
So, Dr. Smith, I don't want to say anything today on the program that would any way suggest that public schools are inadequate. I want to talk about the excellence of John Paul II schools from the standpoint of what you're able to do, and I think the Christmas concert last night was a prime example, because it differs from a Christmas concert at a public school. The reason being, you can do things they can't and probably shouldn't. Am I right?
That's correct. You know, our whole mission is we're community inspiring excellence through faith, learning, and service. And when you talk about faith infused into something like a Christmas concert, we're able to focus on the whole reason for Christmas, and that would be the birth of Jesus Christ. And that's, for us, it's second nature. We don't give it any second thought. Having come out of public school, when you have a holiday or a winter concert, you have to be very careful. You have to count how many songs you're going to have that are Christmas, how many are, you know, for the holiday, just for the season. And with our schools, we're blessed to be able to just focus on the whole reason for Christmas.
And that isn't just a Christmas thing at the John Paul II schools either, is it? In other words, you know, it is so extraordinary to be able to have that. It literally fills your soul to sit there and know that here is your kids. And, you know, I mean, it's hard to describe. I mean, I was tearing up. My wife was tearing up. It was, you just say, and, you know, I said, honey, why are you crying? And she said, well, why are you crying? And I said, well, because I look up there and I see a senior in high school who I remember putzing around on the pontoon at 4 a.m. for hours on end in the rain, thinking, oh my gosh, he's a senior. And I look at a little girl who I remember, you know, in the crib trying to all kinds of creative ways to get out as a freshman. So that's why I'm crying. Why are you crying? And she said, because we are so blessed to have our kids be able to go to this school and be in this kind of a Christmas concert. And, you know, I think both things are right. And we were not the only dry eyes, you know, only eyes that weren't dry, you know, that were filled with tears of joy last night. But this isn't just a Christmas thing. This is really, I mean, talk about the mission and the faith element that goes along with the academic mission all year long.
Yeah, really, we're in a unique position. Being in a Catholic school today, what we're able to do is we're able to offer an excellent academic program, through, you know, math, reading, language arts, science, all the different subject areas, including sports and theater, but it's all done through the lens of faith. And that's really what makes us a unique school system. You know, not unique throughout the world, but unique in this area, being we do have excellent public schools here in this area in Minnesota, and it's one of the great reasons why we have a great economy is because of the public schools. But what we're able to do is we're able to take it a step farther and fuse all that with faith.
And I tell you what, folks, again, no diss on the public schools. They can't do that. They can't do that. I mean, the ACLU would be all over them. They're just not equipped to it. It's just different. But to think that somehow the faith element then excludes the academic element, I just want you quickly to tell me the seniors you have right now. What's their average grade point average?
Well, the grade point average I don't have at the tip of my tongue, but what I do know is that our average ACT score, it was 25.2 this past year, which is really phenomenal. It led the state of North Dakota by quite a wide margin, and it's a number that we are typically scoring around in the 24, 24.5 area. Last year was somewhat of an anomaly to be at the 25.2 range, but it shows you that, our faith component is not done at the exclusion of academic excellence. The two really do fall hand in hand, and I think what you see in a school system like ours is you see people making a choice to send their children, and when you make a choice to send your children to there, you're making sometimes a financial decision to invest in something that you do have to pay a bit extra for. But more importantly than that, what our families are investing into is just time. And our families are very involved with their children's education. We don't have busing. And just that in itself brings people to school in a way that in a typical public school that you don't have. So I would say the amount of time people invest to keep our schools operating, you naturally are going to have families that aren't involved high level of involvement.
Yeah, and the better question is ACT anyway, because that's all about where they're going to go at the next level of higher education and what that will ultimately allow them to accomplish, and the stage is set for that. Dan, I can see why you're so excited about the school. I only have about 30 seconds before the break, but when we come back, I'd like to spend a little time talking about how folks ultimately can leave a legacy by helping, for lack of a better term, do for John Paul II Schools what you've done for Butler Machinery. Can we talk about that when we come back?
He sure may.
I think there, you know, there's a good analogy here from the private sector on how you get a company, if you will, in place for poised for growth and go to the next level, and that's really what this is about. And we'll chat with Dan Butler and Dr. Mike Smith about that as we continue. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. Includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling in Chase's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's an ice cream social, cookie decorating, bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake adventure rides on the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment of the 502 restaurant, and the big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, friend Scott Hillen, the What's on Your Mind program. And we're going to get to your phone calls coming up here after the top of the hour on a couple of hot topics today. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're talking about Christmas. And this time of year, there inevitably are stories, and this year closer than we'd like. Tioga Public School System, one example. Fertile, Minnesota, another example. And you know what? It happens. And so rather than lament that, I think a better approach is to simply say, what's another way? Well, for folks that live in Cass and Clay County, another way is John Paul II schools that are allowed to do what the public schools cannot do. So we're spending a little time talking today about that school system and its future. With us is Dr. Mike Smith, who's the superintendent of John Paul II schools, and Dan Butler, who's part of a effort called the Together Campaign. And this is all focused on folks in the Catholic community in Cass and Clay County, and an opportunity to serve them in an extraordinary way. So, Dan, I'm just curious from your perspective, with your private sector experience, what you see in the way of potential growth for the John Paul II school systems.
As we look at the potential of West Fargo and Fargo both growing to the south and to the west, we think it's a prime opportunity to place a new school where the growth of the young families are residing, and we've been behind this effort and support the new school system and how it, in fact, in the longer term view will affect Shanley to help us grow our enrollment within our junior high and high school system to fully burden that facility with kids. As today, we have the ability to grow in that existing building, but we do not have a large enough feeder system to supply kids in the Catholic education side of our school system.
So if you have that, and I know that's plans are on the drawing board and it's happening. It's, you see the signs up there in a beautiful location in the West Fargo for the Trinity Elementary Catholic School System. And Dr. Smith, in a moment, I'd like you to tell us about just the timelines. But if you get a brand new elementary school, and a few of the other components we'll talk about in a moment of this campaign, how does that position you for growth? What else can you do by adding one more elementary school?
With the addition of the elementary school, as I mentioned, we can help to further our high school population of kids in the Catholic network, which in turn adds us the ability to bring higher teacher salaries and a higher degree of involvement, I think, from Fargo-Moorhead community into a excellent school system.
So, Dr. Smith, you know, I'm curious on the growth side of things, what happens? What are the dominoes that come after adding a new elementary school? I know there's a couple other components as well, because the current John Paul II school elementary schools are well known, Nativity and Holy Spirit North Fargo, Nativity in South Fargo, in addition to obviously Sullivan Middle School and Shanley High School. But let's talk about the feeder process and what the ultimate impact is on the overall network.
Well, as Dan said, what we're really looking at doing is we're looking at building a feeder system so that Shanley and Sullivan Middle School, Shanley High School, have a base large enough to support them. Currently, when you take the enrollment between Holy Spirit Elementary School and Nativity Elementary School, that doesn't quite add up to a full Shanley and a full Sullivan. Now, we believe that there's plenty of students, plenty of families in the area that are interested in this type of an education. And as Dan alluded to, the growth is really in the western part of our cities. And so our network it's an 8 Catholic parish network. And the 3 parishes from the western part of the city, Blessed Sacrament, Holy Cross, and St. Benedict's Church, that's those 3 parishes, that's where we arrived at the name Trinity Elementary School. And what we're hoping will happen is that because of the additional classrooms at Trinity, we will be able to have a 3-year-old preschool at all 3 of our elementary schools, a 4-year-old preschool at all 3 of our elementary schools, and then as well as after-school programs. Currently at Nativity and at Holy Spirit schools, we're not able to offer that full array of services because we're too full to do those. But we believe that having a preschool and then an after-school program will really help us be competitive with the other schools in the area, both public and private.
Sorry to interrupt you. I can't think of anything better to leave a legacy than to contribute to just exactly what these two gentlemen have described would happen. You know, because you're taking 8 parishes, you're taking kids from, you know, obviously the metro area, Cass and Clay County, really, and bringing them in. And think of the legacy. Okay, once they're in, then go back to the ACT scores. Go back to what that will allow them to do on higher education, what that will allow them to do to change the world. To contribute to that is extraordinary, no matter your faith, no matter your history, if you have kids in the school system, don't have schools in the kids system, what a way to give back in a big in a big, big way. It's pretty extraordinary. Folks that have gone to these schools will tell you the teachers are extraordinary. I mean, I almost choke up when I go through the list of, okay, Alex had so-and-so in first grade, and Mrs. Epler is legendary, and, you know, the teachers on literally kindergarten through 12th grade and preschool are just extraordinary. And, Dan, I know that's an important part of this as well, because these teachers are compensated less than their peers in the public school system. So how would the Together campaign change the compensation model?
As we look at the compensation model for our instructors, having more students actually in class and be able to fully load the class size, that would provide additional dollars for our teacher community to, again, support those individuals that are doing an excellent job. I myself, like you, Scott, we have, Heather and I have 3 kids in the network today, second grader through a junior, and we definitely see the positive impacts of our dedicated teachers on our kids. In fact, our oldest in Bismarck is in Bismarck right now for a class project.
It really comes down to a model of efficiency. You know, if we have room for an additional 20 children in a grade, and you think about the tuition for each one of those students, really would be running more efficiently with more students, and that can all go directly into teacher salaries.
The campaign is called Together, and it's fitting because it really is the whole Catholic community together, praying together, which needs to be number one because they can and other schools can't. But it's certainly learning together as well in an extraordinary way. Go back to the ACT scores. And serving, ultimately, right, Dr. Smith? I mean, this is about these students and what they ultimately will do in this world.
Yeah. You know, when we think of our future as a country and as a city, our schools are trying to position our students heading out into the world as students that are going to be prepared for careers in a variety of fields that require academic excellence. But, you know, when you're sitting down in a doctor's office, we like to think of our students, they're faith-filled people. And you think about that doctor, do you want someone that's steeped in faith? You want someone that is, that's the base for what they do? Or do you want someone that's there for maybe a selfish reason? And we like to think that our students and what they're learning from preschool on through high school is really rooting them in service to others. And that's really what our mission is about.
We have about 2-3 minutes left in the remaining time. I'd like to have you both tell folks how they can help. Dan, first of all, I imagine you're meeting with others to talk about ways to leave a legacy through the John Paul II schools. How can people help you accomplish this goal?
I will probably pass this over to Dr. Smith.
Anyone that's interested in supporting us in a financial way could contact me at the school, JP2 Catholic School, or JP2schools.org would be the website, and could find me there. You know, there's a variety of people that have begun to support our campaign. Currently, we've raised up $5 million, and we're just kind of getting out of the gate with it, and we're very hopeful on where we're going to end up. We've been very blessed to have a community here in Fargo, but then also throughout the country with alumni and friends of JP2 Catholic Schools and Chanley High School. We have alumni back to the class of 38 that have reached out to help us and support us in this effort. And it's been pretty humbling, the response that we have received already, and we consider ourselves just getting out of the gate already.
And Dan, what's your goal? You're a goal-oriented guy. What ultimately will make the Together campaign successful? How much do you need to raise?
We'd like to raise about $17 million, which would, of course, build our new facility in West Fargo there, Trinity Grade School. It would also help with addition to Chanley for our athletic and our music and other programs there within Chanley, and also help retire some of the debt that presently still exists from the building of Chanley a few years past.
They're positioned for a wonderful opportunity here, folks, to bring the Catholic community together, to pray, learn, and serve together, and to leave quite a legacy. You look what's been accomplished with this wonderful school system to date and what can be in the future, and this is just a wonderful opportunity to help. So, again, JP, the number 2 for, of course, soon-to-be St. John Paul II, now Blessed John Paul, the former Pope, JP2, the number 2 schools, .org is the telephone number. And, Mike, are you meeting with folks? Are you talking with them? We have about a minute left, but just talk about how folks can learn more about this and connect with you.
Yeah, there's, we are meeting with people. We're going out and, we're working with, people that we've identified as, supporters in the past of our schools, and we're slowly meeting out. We have a group of about 25, people on a committee that are going out and starting to meet with people. We see this process really, taking about a year. We're at the very early stages of it, but we do every week are contacted by people that have heard about it one way or another. We also are, being pretty proactive in going out and contacting people as well. But what's really resonated with people is the idea that we are an 8-parish Catholic community, and together we're capable of doing some pretty amazing things.
Folks, remember the reason for Christmas. Remember the reason for the season, and celebrate a school that does it not only at Christmas time, but 365 days a year. Dan Butler, Dr. Mike Smith, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it, and good luck with the campaign, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get a hold of Dr. Mike Smith if you want to find out more. Happy to meet with you and talk more about this. Stay tuned, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
All right, folks, Scott Hennon live and actually coming to you live and direct from the K-Fire 550 studios today where we're doing the show. I'm broadcasting from the Bismarck worldwide headquarters of Clear Channel North Dakota today, as a matter of fact, from 550 K-Fire. You know, K-Fire is the oldest radio station in North Dakota? It is. In fact, I'm going to tell a story a little later on when we're actually on K-Fire about a conversation I had with my mother-in-law last night who grew up in Columbus, North Dakota. And I said, when you were growing up, what radio station did you listen to? She said, K-Fire. And K-Fire was it. And it is. I mean, it really is. So I'm trying to remember. I have to ask Dave Gutormson when I'm up there the air date of KTGO. Dustin Moore, our operations manager, may remember that as well. But I think KTGO was in the 50s, maybe. Maybe the 60s came along, you know, obviously quite a bit later. And I think had a different signal or a different thing for... I just can't remember the anniversary date. But K-Fire actually predates the FCC. One of the reasons the K-Fire signal can be heard everywhere in the Northern Plains is before there was an FCC and a government bureaucracy to say, no, you can't exceed this and that, and, you know, started the whole, you know, FCC regulation, which honestly is warranted because you can't have the Wild West and the radio ban, but K-Fire predates all that. And so really was, that's why they're at 550. That's why they have the power they do. And so we're blessed to have K-Fire as our flagship. Fun to be here today, making my way to the Bakken. And then actually tomorrow I'll be coming to you from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. How about that? Looking forward to that as well. And, of course, we would not be able to broadcast programs like Rush Limbaugh or the Common Sense Club with Mark the Freedom Poet or Bill Bennett or Mark Levin or Jason Lewis or any of the programs we air. We wouldn't be able to boldly stand for faith, family, and the free enterprise system and to have a Freedom Club without the sponsors that we have that, quite honestly, are less than your average radio station. Because I use the example of Rush Limbaugh's program a lot. Rush has a list of advertisers who will not, I repeat, will not advertise on his program that's longer than my arm. It's, in fact, the biggest blacklist in advertising of any program. In other words, when... let's pick a company. Subway decides how they're going to spend their radio dollars. They tell the radio stations that air Rush Limbaugh, don't air our ads during Rush Limbaugh. Now, some local stations could run it if the local franchise owner, but nationally when they run ads, they say we don't want them in Rush Limbaugh. Why? Why do you think? You know, it's just because Rush says what needs to be said. And when you have advertisers that are afraid of being a little bold, then they're cautious about that. Well, we have the same thing. We have advertisers that will not advertise because we include a faith element in some of our commercial breaks and programming. We aren't afraid to talk about keeping your focus on the family and defining a family as what it is, a traditional family. And we're not afraid to say the biggest threat to, for instance, the miracle of the Bakken is bureaucracy and government. And sometimes that's not politically correct. So that's why we celebrate folks like North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best in Stanley, North Dakota. They are a sponsor, and they're at 8139 61st Street in Stanley, right behind the Senex gas station. You can get there off Highway 2 or Highway 8. Look for the signs, and when you get there, make sure you tell them you heard it on the radio. We'll be broadcasting live from there tomorrow on the program. Back in the studio Wednesday. We'll be in Minneapolis for a Bakken event on Thursday and Friday from Grand Forks. Are we going to be in Grand Forks Friday or Monday? I forget which, but, of course, we're headed to Fertile, Minnesota. And I want to just quickly say why we're going to Fertile. Fertile is about one thing, remembering the reason for the season. That's it. So, 7 o'clock next Monday night in Fertile, Minnesota, you'll see a nativity scene in the public square and probably hear some Christmas carols. The school saga's ended, and folks came together and figured that out. So, the school issue's over and done with. In the true spirit of the season, Christmas, this isn't about us versus them. That's over. It's about loving folks whether they agree with you or they disagree with you. And everybody's saying there's nothing wrong with a nativity scene, especially in the public square. And that's where one's going to go. So look forward to folks participating in that effort as well. All right, friends, 30% chance of snow mainly before 10 today in the valley. Mostly sunny with a high near 29, west wind 11 to 17, gusting as high as 23. Could be 1 to 2 inches of snow in the valley today. Yep, tonight cloudy, about 17, mostly sunny, and 23 tomorrow. Feels like a heat wave, though, doesn't it? I think it was 30 degrees in Tioga earlier today. 30 degrees. It actually is cooling off a little from that before it gets back up to about 31, but there'll be some sketchy snow showers in the Bakken today, too. But breezy, really breezy. Partly sunny and west wind at 14 to 20. Tonight, patchy blowing snow before 3 a.m. Perfect night for a Freedom Club meeting, 7 o'clock. Farm Festival, Tioga, Highway 40. Be there or be square. All right, we're going to go statewide and open up the phones from 550 K-Fire with What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hinman here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. For decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620 or check them out online at LegacySteelBuilding.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.